जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजक आचार्य स्तुत श्री श्रीमती देवांगे श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजक आचार्य स्तुत श्री श्रीमती देवांगे श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महर्षि प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कुरी वैष्णव की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय श्री गोस्वामी की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपिना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय श्री मायापुर धाम की जय श्री नवदीप धाम की जय श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा मैया की जय यमुना मैया की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय श्याम वेत भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि वो ऑगृष्ट असम्बल्योतिस हरे कृष्ण ऑगृष्ट श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑगृष्ट हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रीपाद की जय सो थैंक यू एवरीवन फॉर कमिंग एंड थैंक यू फॉर दिस वंडरफुल अपॉर्चुनिटी इट इज ऑल ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ गुरु Vaishnavas and Srila Prabhupada and Srishri Radha Vallabh Jagannath Balaram Subhadra, Srishri Gaunitai, that we are here sitting in the Srimad Bhagavatam recitation and reading. We are on Canto 7, The Science of God. I mean, this is amazing that we have the whole science in front of us, holding the science. We just have to experiment and realize. And then we are on chapter 11, The Perfect Society, four social classes actually. The Perfect Society, I mean that's what we should aim, then sincerely try to achieve. And we are reading text 8 to 12. It's four verses altogether. Translation is very nice and also the purport. So we will try to justify to this purport and translation. So let us begin. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 11, verses 8 to 12. And of course,
which one is written first?
Satyam. Okay, we start with that. Satyam, Daya, Tapaha, Saucham, Titiksheksha, Samo, Dama, Ahimsa, Brahmacharyam, Cha, Tyagaha, Swadhyay, Arvajavam, Satyam Dayatapa Saucham, Titiksheksha Samodama, Samodama, Ahimsa Brahmacharyam Cha, Tyaga Swadhyaya Arjavam, Satyam Dayatapa Saucham, Titiksheksha Samodama, Ahimsa Brahmacharyam Cha, Tyaga Swadhyaya Arjavam, Satyam Dayatapa Saucham, Titiksheksha Samodamaha, Ahimsa Brahmacharyam Cha, Tyaga Swadhyaya Arjavam. Satyam Dayatapa Saucham, Titiksheksha Samodamaha, Ahimsa Brahmacharyam Cha, Tyaga Swadhyaya Arjavam. Satyam Dayatapa Saucham, Titiksheksha Samodamaha, Ahimsa Brahmacharyam Cha, Tyaga Swadhyaya Arjavam. Satyam Dayatapa Saucham, Titiksheksha Samodamaha, Ahimsa Brahmacharyam Cha, Tyaga Swadhyaya Arjavam. Satyam Dayatapa Saucham, Titiksheksha Samodamaha, Ahimsa Brahmacharyam Cha, Tyaga Swadhyaya Arjavam. Okay, I just recite the remaining verses. Santosha Samadrik Seva Gramye O Paramaha Sanne Ninam vipraya ye kshaksha maunam atma vimarshanam annadaya de sam vibhago bhutebhyascha yathara hataha teshva atma devata buddhi sutaramansha pandava shravanam kirtanam chasya smaranam mahatam gate svajyevane tirdasyam sakhyam atma sampanam ninam ayam paro dharma sarvesham samudrahita trimalashal laksha navan rajan sarvatma yena tushyati. I will just read it out because it's very lengthy. Satyam, the speaking the truth without distortion or deviation. Daya, sympathy to everyone suffering. Tapaha, austerities, such as observing fast at least twice in month on the day of Ekadasi. Saucham, cleanliness, bathing regularly at least twice a day, morning and evening, and remembering to chant the holy name of God. Titiksha, toleration, being unagitated by seasonal changes or inconvenient circumstances. Iksha, distinguishing between good and bad. Samaha, control of mind, not allowing the mind to act whimsically. Damaha, control of the senses, that is, not allowing the senses to act without control. Ahimsa, non-violence, that is, not subjecting any living entity to the threefold miseries. Brahmacharyam, continence or abstaining from misuse of one's semen, that is, not indulging in sex with women other than one's own wife, and not having sex with one's own wife when sex is forbidden, like during the period of menstruation. Cho en tyagaha, giving in charity at least 50% of one's income. Swadhyaya, reading of transcendental literatures like Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramayana and Mahabharata. Or for those not in Vedic culture, reading the Bible or Quran. Arjavam, simplicity, freedom from mental duplicity. Santoshaha, being satisfied with that which is available without severe endeavor. Samadrika seva, rendering service to saintly persons who make no distinctions between one living entity and another, and who see every living being as a spirit soul. Pandita Samadarshinam. Gramya iha upa ramaha, not taking part in so-called philanthropic activities. Sane, gradually. Ninam, in human society. Vipraya iha, the unnecessary activities. Iksha, discussing. Maunam, being grave and silent. Atma, into the self. Vimarshana, research as to whether one is the body or the soul. Anna adeha, of food and drink, etc. Sam vibhagaha, equal distribution. Bhutebhya, to different living entities. Cha, also. Yadha arhataha, as befitting. Teshu, all living entities. Atma devata buddhi, accepting as the self or the demigods. Su taram, preliminary. Nishu, among all human beings. Pandava, O Maharaj Yudhishthira. Sravanam, be hearing. Kirtanam, chanting. Cha, also. Yasya, of him, the Lord. Smaranam, remembering his words and activities. Mahatam, of great saintly persons. Gate, who is the shelter. Seva, service. Ijya, worship. Avanetiha, offering obeisances. Dasyam, accepting the service. Dasyam, accepting the service. Interesting. Sakhyam, to consider as a friend. Atma sampannam, surrendering one's whole self. Ninam, of all human beings. Ayam, this. Paraha, the supermost. Dharmaha, religious principle. Sarve sham, of all. Samudra rita, describe fully. Trimshat lakshana van, possessing 30 characteristics. Rajan, O king. Sarva atma, the supreme lord, the supreme, the super soul of all. Yena, by which Tushyanti is satisfied. We went through these austerities because it's very nicely Srila Prabhupada has painfully put efforts to translate each word. So we should take some time to recite, at least to go through. So we will learn. Translation and purpose by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and all the great acharyas following the parampara. Translation. These are the general principles to be followed by all human beings. That is us. Truthfulness, mercy, austerity, observing fast on certain days of the month, bathing twice a day, tolerance, discrimination between right and wrong, control of the mind, control of the senses, non-violence, celibacy, charity, reading of scriptures, simplicity, satisfaction, rendering service to saintly persons, gradually taking leave of unnecessary engagements, observing the futility of the unnecessary activities of human society, remaining silent and grave and avoiding unnecessary talk, considering whether one is the body or the soul, distributing food equally to all living entities, both man, animals, of course here women also, everyone, children, seeing every soul, especially in the human form, as a part of the Supreme Lord, hearing about the activities and instructions given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the shelter of the saintly persons, chanting about these activities and instructions, always remembering these activities and instructions, trying to render service, performing worship, offering obeisances, becoming a servant, becoming a friend, and surrendering one's whole self. O King Yudhishthira, these 30 qualifications, that is, Narada Muni is speaking to King Yudhishthira. So here he is saying, O King Yudhishthira, these 30 qualifications must be acquired in the human form of life. Simply by acquiring these qualifications, one can satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now the purport, please let us hear carefully. In order that human beings be distinct from the animals, the great saint Narada recommends that every human being be educated in terms of the above mentioned 30 qualifications. Nowadays, there is propaganda everywhere, all over the world, for a secular state, a state interested only in mundane activities. But if the citizens of the states are not educated in the above mentioned good qualities, how can there be happiness? For example, if the total populace is untruthful, how can the state be happy? Therefore, without consideration of one's belonging to a sectarian religion, whether Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Buddhist or any other sect, everyone should be taught to become truthful. Similarly, everyone should be taught to be merciful, and everyone should observe fasting on certain days of the month. Everyone should bathe twice a day, cleanse his teeth and body externally, and cleanse his mind internally by remembering the holy names of the Lord. The Lord is one, whether one is Hindu, Muslim or Christian. Therefore, one should chant the holy name of the Lord, regardless of differences in linguistic pronunciation. Also, everyone should be taught to be very careful not to discharge semen unnecessarily. This is very important for all human beings. If semen is not discharged unnecessarily, one becomes extremely strong in memory, determination, activity and the vitality of one's bodily energy. Everyone should also be taught to be simple in thought and feeling and satisfied in body and mind. These are the general qualifications of a human being. There is no question of a secular state or an ecclesiastical state. The dictionary meaning is like a church, but of course that's one particular sect, you can say. Unless one is educated in the above mentioned 30 qualities, there cannot be any peace. Ultimately, it is recommended. Here the word is ultimately. Is recommended that Shravanam Kirtanam Chasya Smaranam Mahatam Gate Sevegnya Vanatir Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Sampannam. And this is what? This is verse 11, isn't it? This is from the same text we read, and Yeah, this is verse 11. So he's repeating, Prabhupada is repeating. Everyone should become a devotee of the Lord. And this is why he's repeating. Because by becoming a devotee of the Lord, one automatically acquires the other qualities. And then he's reciting this verse. Yashyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarver gunes tatra sama sate sura harav abhaktasya kuto mahat guna mano rathe nas suti dhavato bahi. That is, in one who has unflinching devotional service to Krishna, all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods are consistently manifest. However, he who has no devotion to the Supreme Person of Godhead has no good qualifications because he is engaged by mental concoction in material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord. That is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Verse 12. Our Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, is all embracing. Human civilization should take it very seriously and practice its principles for the peace of the world. Om Ajnana Tamirandasya Gnananjana Salaka Chakshunmitam Yena Tashmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakaya Mayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamasya Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Ladita Shri Vishakam Vitamasya हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वाञ्छाकल्पदरूपश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण वेलकम इट्स Four verses all together, the nectar, compressed nectar. And of course, he's talking about the qualities. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport, the beginning line, he has said, in order that human beings be distinct from animals, the great saint Narada recommends that every human being be educated in terms of the above mentioned 30 qualifications. So first thing he's saying is about distinction between human being and animals. Yeah, and this distinction is necessary. Why is necessary? What does animal do? They have intelligence, but they use the intelligence for what purpose? Simply for eating, mating, defending and leaving the body, dying. Eating, mating, defending and dying. If the human being does the same, then what's the difference? But the human being becomes human being because of these qualities. And especially if you read carefully, the first line, the verse starts with Satyam Deva, Satyam Daya Tapa Saucham. And these are four regulatory principles, isn't it? These are our four regulatory principles. Because satyam, the truthfulness, I mean, of course, we learn of the ultimate, the supreme truth, that is Krishna. Yeah? And then daya, and the mercifulness, the mercy, how? So the mercy here is mentioned many, in couple of different words as well, that is distributing prasada, or distributing food to everyone, and then in bracket it says men and animals. So, and then also the meat eating, daya, and then tapa, austerities. We have to do austerities, austerity of our senses, and then saucham, cleanliness. Here also is mentioned other verses as well, that externally the mind, the twice bathe twice. So let us go through quickly, little by little. So the first one is truthfulness, then mercy, austerity. And austerity here, Prabhupada has mentioned fasting on specific days, especially for us and for all human beings. That is, if they know, we have to educate them. That fasting on certain days, that is Ekadashi. There is a special reason, a devotional aspect, that at least we can allocate more time, avoid our extravagant eating, and spend more time in Krishna conscious activities. Then bathing twice a day. I mean, really, here the bathing also has to be mentioned, because of course Prabhupada, when he went, he noticed. Can I have a tissue, please, Prabhupada? Tissue box. Can I have a tissue box? Sorry. Prabhupada mentioned, I mean, Prabhupada said that when he went, then he found, they don't, each house doesn't have a bathroom. Like, they have to go somewhere else to take shower. Yeah? So, here, bathing, and this is my personal experience. I mean, of course, coming to Krishna consciousness, thank you. Coming to Krishna consciousness, this is advantage. That we learn about these qualities. And I just remember that these first 21 qualities is support of bhakti, in support of our bhakti. When we develop the devotional, when we develop the devotional mood, if we start developing these qualities sincerely, of course, Krishna, ultimately Prabhupada says, if one engages in devotional service, then these qualities will automatically develop. But then if we put some efforts developing, like we have to put efforts in taking bath daily, or twice a day, or thrice a day, right? We have to put efforts. It's not that somehow it will happen. No. The control of the mind, control of the senses, that has to be done. So, and then starting from hearing the verse, that is, it says, Shravanam. Yeah? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Chasya. And that is why Prabhupada mentioned. And that is direct devotional service. So we have some qualities which are indirectly helping develop the devotional aspect more better way. And we have direct engagement, that is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. So if we don't combine them together, what happens? Then neither of good. That's what Prabhupada said. If others, if they have good qualities, but they don't have devotional service, then it says, it's not useful. Yeah? It's engaged by mental concoction in material existence. So it's not useful. So here, bathing twice a day. And I know personally, I mean, because it's this part of the giving Bhagavatam is share your own realization as well, your own experience, so that we can all learn. I mean, back in university time, I visited my uncle in France, in Paris. And he used to say, you have to take a bath, even after going to, you know, passing. And I feel like, why? What's the need? And then I remember his exact words, that he said, only animals don't do it. So that day I started doing, in the sense, while I was there. But then after joining Krishna consciousness, we realize that how much important it is to become clean externally and internally. Here externally says bathing twice a day, and internally chanting the holy name of the Lord. That will keep us clean so that we can focus on Krishna and activities. Tolerance. Then discrimination between right and wrong. Now, this right and wrong, that who judges that right and wrong? Is it us? No. It's the scriptures. They judge. They tell us this is what should be done, and that's what the whole Bhagavad Gita is telling. Arjuna, you have to know what is to be done, what is not to be done. Yeah, the scriptures, Sadhu, Guru, Shastra, they tell us what should be done, what should not be done. And that will help us, because if we see the human form of life starts with discrimination between Pap and Punya. If someone is living the life, they don't have intelligence, they're just living in the human form of life, living as animal, they just don't discriminate. They don't know that it is pap to kill animals and then eat and then sell. And of course, so many gambling and then intoxication, so many activities are going on. They don't realize that this is pap, this is sinful. Maybe English word is sinful, yes? So they don't realize. And yesterday, Prabhu, Sambha Prabhu, His Grace, he gave an example that somehow he was distributing book earlier, and then he just happened to pass through that butcher shop or butcher, and then he stopped. He got the book. Butcher called him that, oh, what are you doing? And then there was exchange, and then book was given to him. He accepted, and then after some time he meets, and then he says, now I give up that business. Now I'm doing a different business, some other shop. Yeah? So, see, that intelligence, that discrimination, oh, this is not right, this is wrong. How it came? Through Sadhu Sangha. Yeah? This is through Sadhu Sangha. So one has to go out, one has to go and tell that this is, that then they will realize the importance of human form of life. And then here, he says, control of the mind, control of the senses. We can go on doing so many things. Yeah, somebody may desire that he wants to jump from the Westgate Bridge. But then he has to control his mind. Yeah? He has to control his mind. It's fun to jump from the Westgate Bridge. Yes, you get some excitement. But then the end result is you will fall in the deep water and then you will drown yourself, right? And so the same way, even while practicing devotional service or devotional life, we have to control our senses. We have to control our senses. And it may be difficult, but then we have to do it. Little by little, gradually, not whimsically, and then jumping off. Non-violence. And then we already discussed celibacy. Here the celibacy is given. Srila Prabhupada has clearly explained the discharge of semen unnecessarily. Yes, you may want to produce kids, no problem. But then, just like the whole... nowadays we see, and then this is our life as well, that we have grown up. In university time, most of the university students, what they do, even in India, what they do? They come from the university and then they watch so many nonsense videos on YouTube available. Nowadays, YouTube is available on your mobile. You can do so many things, right? And so many instruments are there. But here he says, unnecessary discharge of semen, what it makes us weak. Weak in intelligence. And of course, nowadays same applies to women as well. Because they have different ways. And that's why we have so much society going so badly that way. And then, here he says, charity, reading of the scriptures. And of course, for us, reading of the scriptures is wonderfully given by Srila Prabhupada. He has given enough literature as it is that we can continue reading whole life and it will not finish. We can just go on reread. And then Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, so many other books. And then the list keeps increasing because the disciples also writing, sharing their realizations. And then, of course, let us move to a different section. Here he says, distributing food equally to all living entities, both men, women, animals, children. So, this is important. Sharing is caring. And this is why we are so wonderfully famous for, especially this temple. Somehow Krishna Guru's mercy, we had the opportunity to visit a couple of different temples, and only in this temple we find that we have plenty prasadam. Anytime, any day you just walk in and prasadam is like waiting for you. Krishna is just waiting for you, you know. And I don't think anyone goes without prasadam. Maybe the very unfortunate soul will go without prasadam from here. Of course, Krishna will look after him. He will bring him back. But the prasadam distribution for us is most important. Especially even we should not neglect animals. Whenever we have a chance, we should feed. But of course, here there is a restriction. So we have to follow that restriction. Don't feed the birds. But in general, that prasadam is not just for us. It's not for us. Of course, I'm talking from a devotee perspective. But even human beings, because nowadays they are creating so many big restaurants, so many franchise business, selling burgers, pizzas, etc. But do they care about? No, rather they kill and then they eat. They don't spare any animal, whether it's a cow, whether it's dog, whether it's a whale, or so many. Anyone. And here, now Shravanam, now the we have some time left, so then I focus on this side, other side, that is hearing about the activities and instructions given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the shelter of the saintly persons. This is our, Krishna is our shelter. So while we are doing the devotional service, while we are practicing, we should also focus on these qualities. That am I doing some enough reading? Am I taking advantage of the literature given by Srila Prabhupada and Acharyas? Am I taking advantage? Yes. Because if I don't follow, then here we can judge how much I'm a human, how much I am of devotee. You see? The hearing, the activities and instructions given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We must allocate some time to read Srila Prabhupada's books. It's like it's something you do it daily, just like you to working class people, they go to work daily. The devotees, they do the devotional service daily. Their allocated services. This, of course, this service is not specifically allocated that you must chant 16 rounds every day minimum. But this is something we should take personally, that yes, I must do this. I must read and hear Srila Prabhupada's books. And of course, our respective spiritual master and other devotees, that's also included. I'm not saying that we should not do. But we must, because these are the books glorifying Krishna and no one else. Srila Prabhupada is the one who glorified Krishna like anything. I mean, it appears that he appeared only for that purpose only. Like whether he was living in Vrindavan, whether he was living in America, USA. But what he has done, he has glorified Krishna unlimitedly. He had produced these many books. He produced 108 temples. They are glorifying Krishna daily, you see, chanting his glories. Then, here is about, says, chanting about the activities and instructions. Always remembering these activities and instructions. That's what we should do. Remember his activities and instructions. So many, the whole Krishna book is given for that purpose. Srila Prabhupada allocated a specific time to do that, so that we can remember his activities. Trying to render service, performing worship, offering obeisances. And that's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? That man mana bhavmat pakto madhyam jim mam namaskuru. That you remember, you think of me all the time. And then you offer obeisances. Then you will become my devotee. So, in a way, whether you read any scriptures, Krishna conscious scriptures and Vedic scriptures, the point is we must come to the point of remembering and serving Krishna. And how this is possible? So, that's another thing. Here Srila Prabhupada has said that when one engages in the activities of Krishna, doing the devotional service, all these qualities will automatically develop. Why? Because now you are in the association of Krishna's devotees. Whether it's a guru or sadhus or sastra, you are in the association of devotees. Then it depends on your, like, how you are looking at them, how you are taking them. If you see their positive side, all these qualities will come to you. If you see the negative side, and then all those qualities will come to you as well. Of course, devotees, practicing devotees, you may find some qualities requires improvement, but then we shouldn't focus. Yes, you observe, that's okay, but you pass on. And then you just see the positive. Then these qualities will come to you. And that's what happened to, there are some examples given. Jagai and Madai. What happened? Jagai and Madai, they had an association of Lord Chaitanya. But first, they had association and service of Lord Nityanand. So even though they were coming from a very lowest background, like living animal life, you see, even though they were born in a high-class society, high-class lineage, but they gave up their good qualities and then they became rough, rogue and cheaters and like so many other things. But what happened? Just by the association of Lord Nityanand, serving Him, serving Lord Chaitanya, they became saintly. And then another example we have from scriptures is that Mrugari the hunter, Narada Muni and Mrugari the hunter, you see, Narada Muni notices, how come on the path there are these half-dead animals? Who is doing this? And of course, Narada Muni knows everything, that's why he goes. That's what Prabhupada did. He saw that this is the need, there is a need here to improve, to make them clean, to make them human being, to make them Krishna conscious. So he came to the West. And then he went to India as well. And he went to all over the world. The same way Narada Muni is a traveling spaceman. So then he went for preaching. He said, this person is killing these animals, half dead. And when he met, he said, yes, that's me, I'm doing it. But why? I get a fun. I mean, look at the mentality. Seeing the half dead animals, making them half kill, and seeing that how they leave the body in the so much of pain and agony, he is becoming happy. Such a lowest kind of consciousness. And what happened? Somehow by the association of Narada Muni. Narada Muni said, what is this? Better you do this. First he explained what is the difference between sinful life and sinless life. He explained what will happen, what is your future, what will you become. And then he realized, I must stop it. And then what he did? Then he followed the instruction of Narada Muni, that don't worry, Krishna will take care. So if we try to develop these qualities, somehow, then what happens? Krishna takes care of us. I mean, he is already taking care, but then he will take care personally, not through agency, but personally. And that's what happens when we join this whole Guru Parampara. And there is a, in relation to this, there is a nice verse, sadhu sangha, sarva sastre hoy, lava matra, that is, there is Madhya Lila, right? So, in the association of devotees, we develop all these good qualities because now we are developing for Krishna. If we try to develop by ourselves or without in relationship to Krishna, then what happens? Yes, from superficially it may feel like we are developing these good qualities. We may become a yogi or we may become top class controller of the body, mind. But then it will not work. It will not work because ultimately we are still not connecting ourselves, what we are. Jivara Swarup Hoy, Krishna Nityadas. We are not connecting with our Krishna. So what will happen? These qualities will fade away. Whether in this life or next. In this life you may be number one, Ahimsa, person, but then maybe in next life you will become number one hinsa person. You will perform so much atrocity. You see, and we have seen in the history the examples. We have 5 minutes left, so I try to cover maybe one more point and then we can have a question and answer if we have. Yes, and similarly these qualities are given in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna has nicely given similarly in chapter 13. Chapter 13 is nature, the enjoyer and the consciousness. And again, the verses are 8 to 12. Here also 8 to 12 and there also 8 to 12. And then Krishna has listed so many qualities. And then what he says, all these I declare to be knowledge. And besides this, whatever there may be is ignorance. And in that one, if we go through, then also there also Prabhupada has said that we have to develop these qualities in relationship with Krishna, not just without Krishna. And it may take some time depending on individual sincerity and seriousness. I was listening while coming to the temple, I was listening to Srila Prabhupada's class, and that was an interview he gave in 1971. So in that he has mentioned that directly. So the interviewer, he's asking, Prabhupada, you are the expert in this, that's why I'm going to ask you a question. This conversation is happening before the interview, like a background. But devotees have started recording, so we can hear. So, Prabhupada, you are expert at this, so that I'm asking you. And Prabhupada straight away, without, you know, thinking, it's like it didn't take time. He said, I'm not expert, Krishna is expert. See, this quality, expertness, we know how expert he is. But then he is relating these qualities, that is from Krishna. Because ultimately, all these qualities are coming to us. Why? Because Krishna has these qualities. And when we develop association with Krishna, service with Krishna, serving Krishna, then what happens? These qualities manifest in us gradually. And that's what he says in purport as well. And we have to remember that these qualities are coming to me if I sincerely desire, if I want to be sincerely. And also during the conversation he said that to become a, and this was, no, this is the different conversation. This was in Gorakhpur. I was listening another lecture while coming. So he said in the Gorakhpur, 1975, that we can become Krishna conscious and develop all these qualities if we are serious and sincere. Yeah? So then we can become devotees. So, okay, I read from the verse quoted in the purport, 5.18.12. Of all the descriptions, the process of knowledge, the most important point is described in the first line of the 11th verse. So, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, verses 8-12, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned this. Of all the descriptions of the process of knowledge, the most important point is described in the first line of the 11th verse. Mai chanyena yogena bhaktir avabhicharini. The process of knowledge terminates in unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. So if one does not approach or is not able to approach the transcendental service of the Lord, then the other 19 items are of no particular value. But if one takes to devotional service in full Krishna consciousness, the other 19 items automatically develop within him. So the similarly, it applies to here as well. All these qualities will develop in us if we take up devotional service. We can see the transformation of our heart as well, individually. You see? So we stop here. If any... And, oh yeah, sorry. One more point. And these qualities we will develop quickly and sincerely and consistently if we have a firm faith in this process, that is sadhu, guru and shastra. We have to have the firm faith in this process so that these qualities we will develop permanently. It may not manifest now, but it will manifest and it will stay forever. And that's the purpose of this, of course, human form of life as well as devotional life. So we stop here. If any question, then... Yes, Proji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for a very nice, wonderful lecture. you mentioned in Bhagavatam 5.18.12, there's word akinchana. Do you want to give a bit of explanation of that and why it's so important, akinchana?
What's the meaning of akinchana?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm asking you. I remember, but if you can please clarify, what is the word akinchana, if you can make me remember again.
Yeah, akinchana, the one who doesn't possess anything.
Yes.
That's what I understand. So you want to tell a little more?
Let me refer, since you have asked, as a kind service reciprocation. And that's the word I like most when I study Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yeah.
Akinchana gocharam.
Yeah.
That is, Krishna is the wealth, Krishna is the wealth of the devotee who has given up everything, who doesn't possess of anything. He is the wealth. Because one side is we are possessing so many. I mean, even in terms of these qualities, you know, we possess so much. But if we don't possess Krishna, then what happens? All this is not important. But the devotee, the real devotee, he has full firm faith in the words of Krishna, in Krishna. Then what happens? Whether the other things are there or not, doesn't matter. He will fully focus. And then he has given his life, soul and body. You know, like after finishing the service, we recite this aprada, purification, the recitation prayers. And then there is the word that... Five 18:12. I have to just bring it. See, this is so beautiful. Before we didn't have the written Bhagavatam, the glories of Krishna written. Now with the click of three clicks on mobile phone, we are so close. But it depends on us how close we want to go. Krishna has come so close to us. 5.18.12. No, actually that verse coming, different verse, no? Akinchana. Maybe, I don't know. I don't remember the verse exactly. But Akinchana Gochara. And that, I think, is Queen Kunti, isn't it? Kunti Devi, yeah? Prabhu, you know the verse? What's the number? Yeah, it's coming in that Queen Kunti part. But this was the point, when I was studying, then that teacher, he told that Krishna is the property of the person who has not necessarily given up in the sense, like given up, but then he has a firm, full faith in Krishna that now only Krishna is my life and soul. And that person can understand and connect with Krishna. And that's the meaning what I understood that time.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
The other thing is, very small thing, while we are living in Melbourne, do you still have to take bath twice a day? See, in India, things are dirty and the rivers are close by. It's easy to have access to take bath. Makes you purified, the whole body. But in Melbourne, hygiene is so good. Do you still have to take bath every day, twice a day, especially winter? That's a personal question. What is your feeling?
Roji, what can I say to you? I'm also practicing. and I understand. And also, I'm coming from that background where even after, you know, fasting, we didn't, at least I didn't. And now I have understood and try to. And I'm somehow Krishna is merciful that somehow my body functions that way that I have to take 3 or 4 times fast. So it's personally, yeah. But now in particular one different devotee's situation, I don't know. But the principles are given. So it may be that we will sincerely try to develop. Maybe we can, if we are not doing, then we can start with 1 minute. We can start with once a week, and then we move to half a, you know, and then maybe it will become daily. Because it may be, yesterday Mataji said, we have to have a landing. In between that landing stage, you know, the highest and then lowest, and then in between. So we can. And this, similarly, that Prabhupada, I remember that Shyamasundar Prabhu, I mean, yeah, it was him. Anyway, some devotee was a habit of smoking, you know, and Prabhupada said, okay, you reduce one cigarette a day, and then later on it's like all. But then Prabhu gave it up straight away. So similarly, individually, how they will implement, maybe it's up to them, between Guru, Krishna and the scriptures. But yeah, it's good to take a bath, even in Melbourne, twice.
See, I'll give you an example, Adtattva Prabhu.
Yeah.
Prabhupada specially told him to clean his teeth.
Teeth, yes, I remember. Yeah,
very important. So, Prabhupada says, according to time, place and circumstances. So why I'm asking, of course, twice a day if you take bath, very good, even 3-4 times is very, very good. But the point is it essential to take bath twice a day? In Melbourne,
Maybe we can discuss later offline. Any other question?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you told us how Prabhupada said that all the good qualities come from Lord Krishna, everything comes from Lord Krishna. So where do our bad qualities come from, like our envy, anger, hatred? Where do these qualities come from? Do they also come from Krishna or?
No, only all good qualities come from Krishna. In a way, I mean, of course, if you say the stealing aspect, I mean, this is just one example I can give right now. It just straight away came while you were asking. Is Krishna also steals. And that's why we say makhan chor, right? He steals butter. But then it doesn't mean that we will mimic Krishna. If Krishna does it, he doesn't have any bad qualities. It is us, if we apply those qualities just for our purpose, then it becomes bad qualities, right? So, no, the bad qualities doesn't come from Krishna. It comes from us, our individual desire. Seeing that those qualities and utilizing these qualities for our sake, then it becomes bad. You see? I mean, killing, here we are reading, we should treat, you know, all the living entities equally and distribute prasadam. But then if you see the Bhagavad Gita, where it was done, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and then so much killing happened. We are talking about ahimsa, but then straight after Bhagavad Gita, what happened? The war happened, 18 days. But then this ahimsa, that killing purpose was utilized for Krishna, because that was given by Krishna. So if Krishna does and Krishna instructs, that's a different thing. But if we try to develop by our own, thinking that, oh yes, this quality is also coming from Krishna, because everything is coming from Krishna, no, that's our nonsense, that it's coming from us. We want to do it. You know, some people, they say, and this is our real example, you know, and this is a very intelligent argument as well. When we talk about non-violence, you know, and we shouldn't take, you know, that animals, meat eating and etc. Then they also say, oh, you are also vegetarian. You are also killing plant, because the plants also have a life. You know, the same example, they also grow. See, they are also producing fruit. We give. See, from that perspective, yes, they are right. Because animals, I mean plant, vegetarian, that's also killing. You are also killing potato. But then you are offering to Krishna, and then Krishna nullifies. He nullifies. And this is part of what he has instructed. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. Yome bhakta prayachati tadham bhakti upayatam asnami prayatatmana. And also that chapter, he says, if one eats the offering without offered to him, then one is eating sin only. So, no, those qualities don't come from Krishna, they come from us.
Thank you very much.
Nice question. Anyone else? Okay then, Grantha Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanande Hari Bo, Hare Krishna, Guru Gauranga ki jai. Hare Ram.
Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam, Samasitam, Buddha Sundarangam. Kandar, Ako, Hitamaniya, Nishesha Shobha.